in, and they try to go with the onside kick right to the 48-yard line, and it's brought in with ease by Batu Garay, a foreign exchange student for Deckerville. We didn't think we'd have to say that one tonight, and it was the first name we called. First and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles from the 49-yard line.
Might I say, with all your struggles tonight, you nailed that one.
Oh, man.
Welcome back. I knew you would be.
I'm like Bob Costas. I can name all those in the Olympics, but I can't keep Pink Eye out of the deal. All right. First and 10. Don't you remember the Sochi? All right. This is going to be one heck of a broadcast, apparently. First and 10 from the 49-yard line right at midfield in I formation. Isaac Kineth is under center. Hands it off right through the middle, and Ibarra has, excuse me, that is Derek Snyder. Room to run to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Deckerville. Just one play in. And a 51-yard run for Derek Snyder and into the house. In 10 seconds into the ball game, we have our first touchdown of the night. It is 6-0 Deckerville, and Mayville looks stunned.
Didn't even get a chance to tell you that they're in the I formation.
No.
And a run right off the right tackle, and Derek Snyder didn't miss it. Hits the right sideline, breaks an arm tackle, and is gone. And just like that, before we can even settle in, Deckerville leads 6-0, trying to make it 8 with a two-point conversion.
It's got to be the moon phase, Dave. That's what it is. Going for 2, Deckerville spreads it out wide, 1 wide to the right. Now make that 2 and 2 wide to the left. Empty backfield for Isaac Kineth. Junior play caller for him. Keeps it for himself. Goes in down to the right. Dives across the goal line. And you guessed it. The two-point conversion is good. Just 10 seconds into the ball game, and it is now 8-0 Deckerville leading the Mayville Wildcats.
Wow, it didn't take long. And we mentioned it before the game started. If you're Deckerville, if you're Mayville, you need to avoid the big play. They already messed that up. A huge play to start this game. A long touchdown run for Deckerville, and they strike first in this game. Doesn't take them long. No wonder why Coach Brown wanted the football to start this game. He knew what he was doing.
Wow. 11 minutes and 50 seconds left in the ballgame. A one-play drive covering 51 yards in for the score. It could have been at the 20-yard line, and that still would have gone all the way.
It wouldn't matter. Mayville got beat at the line of scrimmage, and when Snyder hit the hole, he was able to get away from the arm tackler who grabbed his jersey. Snyder just blew right through that tackler, and once you get through that defensive line, there's only one deep safety, and he didn't have a chance trying to cut that play off. Snyder, way too fast, hits the sideline, and nobody comes near him after that. An easy score for Deckerville to start this game. Mayville cannot let that happen if they want to stay in this ballgame.
For Deckerville, their kicker is not the typical built kicker. That would be Curtis Vogel. He's a 5'11", 225-pound senior, and he is ready to kick this off, right-footed, working just about 2 yards inside the hash mark. Of course, now with an eight-player game, the field is narrower. It's still 100 yards, obviously, but it's much narrower, meaning the hash marks are, and the kick comes right into their front line of that special teams at the 48-yard line, brought in by Hunter Brown. He's a starting center, defensive end for Mayville, and he brings it in. And Mayville will start their drive at the same spot as Deckerville, the 49-yard line, a 51-yard field to work with.
Nice squib kick there by Vogel. He kicks the top of the football and gets it going end over end, and it takes a unique hop right into the chest of Brown of the Mayville Wildcats, and that ball hits his chest, goes right to the ground, does a good job to cover it up, and now real good field positioning for his offense to try to respond to that big touchdown just at their own 49-yard line.
Going with a shotgun formation, his Labine to his left, receiver wide each way. And Labine's going to get the handoff, a big body there, and he's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage of the 49-yard line. Tackle made by number 21, Derek Snyder, the man who just scored that touchdown, sophomore out there for no gain in the play. Second down and 10 for the Mayville Wildcats at their own 49-yard line, trailing 8-0, 30 seconds in the ballgame.
Snyder going to hold down that linebacker position for the Eagles, so asking a lot of the young player. Mayville coming out with a read option out of the shotgun, this time an empty backfield with 3 receivers to the right and 1 to the left.
The shotgun snap to Middleton, the little pitch out to, has a complete to Labine, plows through a defender across the 40-yard line and runs out of bounds at the 39-yard line. That's a 12-yard catch. Tackle made by Derek Snyder out of the secondary again. 1-for-1 in passing for Middleton. Austin Middleton, sophomore quarterback, 12-yard gain, first and 10 from the 39.
I like the play call. Don't get anything running on this team, so you spread them out and throw it. And they had some options open there, but Middleton had to dodge a guy in the backfield, showing some athleticism, be able to get away from that defensive lineman that got in the backfield, and a nice throw to one of his favorite players in Labine.
Going with a couple of receivers to the right, and it's going to be Middleton on the keeper going to the left. And maroon jerseys all over him there. That would be Matu Garay on the tackle, made out for about a yard gain for Middleton out to the 38-yard line. Second down, 9 to go for Mayville.
Design quarterback run to Middleton. He takes the shotgun snap with receivers to the right. He runs to the weak side, the left side of the field, and had a little room there. Garay did a good job of cutting it off. Middleton, though, unfortunately, run into the back of his own lineman, kind of stopped his momentum, and Garay cleans him up for just a short gain.
Coming out now, still in the shotgun formation, has a running back to his right. That'd be Stephen Gilbert. And a receiver wide each way. Middleton rolling to his right, pitches on out to the middle to number, Gilbert has the first down very close to the 30-yard line. Actually going to be short of the first down marker depending on where they put him. They're actually going to mark him way down on the opposite side of the 29-yard line, enough to move the chains. First and 10 for Mayville.
Very creative playbook that Coach Campbell has. He runs everything out of the shotgun. That time, he puts their best running back in Labine out wide to the left, and it looks like an offensive lineman out here. Labine is a massive kid, very athletic, and in the backfield, they bring in Stephen Gilbert, rotate him in, and their Middleton runs the option to the right with him. The defensive end comes up, stops the quarterback. Middleton pitches it out to number 7, Gilbert, and there's nobody there. He's able to take it upfield for a nice gain and a fresh set of downs for the Wildcats.
Same formation, and Labine gets the handoff, has room to run all the way down to about the 15 and drags his defender down to the 10. That is a big gain from the 28 all the way down to the 10 for 18 yards. Tackle made by Travis Trigger, the 5'11", 180-pound junior. Enough to move the chains, first and 10. Looks like just shy of the goal line will be that line of gain.
Back to where they did on play number 1, get Labine in the backfield with Middleton and run read option. Middleton makes the right read, lets Labine take the ball just left of their center, and he hits the hole with a lot of speed and is able to drag some defenders downfield.
And it's another handoff to Labine. This one goes nowhere, though. Maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. They're actually going to mark him down just this side of the 11-yard line. So we'll say a loss of a yard, tackle for a loss by 52, the middle linebacker, Curtis Vogel. For a Steggerville defense, second and 11 from 11.
That time, Labine, no running room. Middleton, not as good a read this time. He should have taken the ball away from Vogel and kept it himself around the right side, but nonetheless, an excellent stop there by Vogel. Make tackle in the backfield. Now don't be surprised if Mayville throws it this time.
And Middleton on the keeper, and he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Big man number 52, Curtis Vogel, middle linebacker, makes the stop. And it'll be another loss of a yard, another tackle for a loss. This one goes to Curtis Vogel. Third down and 12 from the 12-yard line. First down markers about inside the half-yard line.
It's four down territory for Mayville. They just ran two running plays. They run the exact same play, read option with their quarterback. The first one, the quarterback makes a poor read. The second time, Deckerville just blows it up. So no surprise here. You're going to spread everybody out, a receiver each way, and they got Labine out to the left.
Middleton pitches it out to Gilbert. Gilbert wide open into the end zone. Touchdown, Mayville. With 8:29 left in the first quarter, Mayville responds to the Deckerville touchdown, and on their first drive, they bring it back in within 2 points with a two-point conversion still upcoming. 8:29 left, it's 8-6 Deckerville, Mayville on the board.
Great play call by Mayville, but I love the execution, especially Logan Labine, the senior running back. They put him out wide, and when that play runs, he plants his right foot and turns his back to the offense and seals off that defensive back. So when they run the option to the left, Stephen Gilbert is able to run straight into the end zone untouched.
On the two-point conversion, the pass into the end zone is incomplete. It was tipped by Cruz Ibarra out of the secondary. The two-point conversion is no good. With 8:29 left into the first quarter, it's Deckerville leading by 2 points, 8-6 over the Mayville Wildcats in week number 7 of high school football, right here on the WNW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M-19, then a quarter mile east on Olympic Road.
Mayville was shut out last week against Peck in perhaps one of the lowest